Founded in 1964 in Mumbai, distribution to electricians and contractors became its enduring moat. It listed in April 2019, subscribed 51x, and compounded revenue at over 25% a year through the infrastructure cycle. Nifty 50 inclusion came in 2023, a rare mid-cap to large-cap elevation. By 2026, it is India's largest wires and cables maker, with three growth engines and a market cap above Rs 1 lakh crore. 1964 Inderti, Jay Sindhani founds Polycab in Mumbai as a small wires and cables maker in a market led by foreign brands and a few large Indian players. 1995 Polycab becomes the value for money brand of choice for electricians and contractors, with distribution as the moat. 2000 it diversifies into electrical accessories, switches, switchgear, fans and lighting, and becomes a household name. 2009 it restructures group entities and builds modern manufacturing at Halol, Daman and Roorkee. 2014 Goldman Sachs invests, beginning strategic preparation for an IPO. April 2019 Polycab lists at Rs 538, subscribed 51x and opens at Rs 655, a 22% premium. 2020-2022 rural electrification, real estate, infrastructure capex and B2C fans and lighting all compound at once, with revenue growing over 25% per year. December 2022 income tax raids hit the stock, which correct sharply. The company later confirms operations and compliance are unaffected. September 2023 Polycab joins the Nifty 50, a rare elevation from mid-cap to large-cap during the cycle. 2024 industrial cable demand from renewable energy, solar, wind and data center customers accelerates the B2B business. Financial year 2025 revenue rises 11% to Rs 22,408 crore with Rs 2,043 crore profit, and the consumer electricals business crosses Rs 1,500 crore. 2026 India's largest wires and cables maker by revenue runs three engines together, B2B wires and cables, B2C consumer electricals, an industrial cable for solar and data centers, with a market cap above Rs 1 lakh crore. Polycab is, at heart, a 60-year distribution machine. The Jay Sindhani family built a value for money wires brand that became the default choice of the Indian electrician and contractor, and when it finally listed in 2019, the market simply got to participate in a playbook the family had been running privately for decades. Year is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point the Jay Sindhani family built a distribution-led wires business for 60 years, and the post-listing compounding came from the very playbook they had been executing privately, the market simply got to join. The brand and distribution moats of industrial India compound across cycles in ways that look like luck from the outside and are anything but. This is general information, not investment advice.